What's going down? It's your brother, Tony Spivey, coming to you live from H-Town. Welcome to the first episode of the Bump Your Gums podcast, where we talk sports, current events, and whatever else we want to bump our gums about. My first guest is going to introduce himself.
This your boy, Jamal Diamond, a.k.a. Lil Max Kellerman.
All right, we're going to get started. First, we're going to talk about playoff predictions. We're going to get into some free agency talk as we go through it. So, Jamal, who you got first in the West?
So, in the West, I'm going with the Houston Rockets, baby.
Oh, man. You got the Rockets in the West. Why you got the Rockets as the one seed?
Because if we break down the West, the Rockets for the last couple of seasons has been like the has really been the number two team in the West. And if we look at how, you know, the Warriors basically got rid of KD, they got rid of Boogie Cousins. So our team is pretty much the same, and we upgraded.
I wouldn't say we was the second best team in the West last year.
So who was better than us?
The Nuggets, apparently. The Nuggets was the two seed.
I mean, they made a good run. But we could arguably say that Houston Rockets has been, if the only team that was stopping us was the Golden State Warriors.
Well, my one seed is going to be the Clippers. Clippers with Kawhi, Paul George. I think even if they do load management with Kawhi missing some games, sitting out some games, Paul George by himself with their squad they got around him, Patrick Beverly, Lou Will, Montrez, I think they'll win the one seed easily.
I mean, it definitely would be probably the best defensive Western team for sure.
Well, defense wins championships, don't it?
Well, that's true. But to go, we're talking about the whole regular season and playoff run.
Since we're going to talk defense, we're talking about the Rockets. The Rockets got Westbrook. Now, a lot of people is excited. You know, I'm a Rockets fan, but I'm a realist Rockets fan. I'm not diehard homer like that. So
I'm a realist too.
So since we talk about defense.
We got the same squad.
Don't have the same squad. If Westbrook is on the squad, it's a different dynamic when you add Westbrook.
Okay, the Clippers too. It's a different dynamic team. We have never seen that team in chemistry and flow together.
We haven't seen our team in chemistry and flow together.
It's pretty much the same team, though.
They got pretty much the same team, too.
No, they don't. They have two new superstars.
But outside of those two, and then Kawhi is arguably the best player in the game. Just won a ring with a team and then dipped on them. So we got James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Who has been leading the league in assists and points and things like that.
Yeah, in the regular season. What happened in the playoffs? Hey, we got the two regular season Warriors. We got them, boy. We got the regular season champs. But they don't give out awards in the regular season, not for a team award.
Well, that's true. But I do have the Clippers ranked number two.
Oh, so you got the Clippers number two. I got the Nuggets number two.
Ooh, you're going to be mad at where I got the Nuggets at.
I got the Nuggets number two. The Nuggets was already the two seed last year. They got the same young core. Then you add in Michael Porter Jr., who is going to be a beast. Then they added Jeremy Grant from Oklahoma. I got the Nuggets number two easily. The Nuggets going to win the two seed easily. They going to push for the one seed. But I got the Nuggets easily number two. And you got the Clippers number two.
Yes.
So you think the Clippers you just really think the Rockets is better than Clippers, right?
Yeah.
So I think who you got third then?
I got the Lakers number three.
Okay, we agree with that then.
What? I'm completely not sold on, because the talks have been like if the Lakers are automatically they're gonna win the championship, and it's too early to make that prediction. We never really seen this team play together or anything like that. And LeBron was in the Lakers last year, and they kept saying that he was going to win. They didn't even make it to 500.
Well, see, my argument against that would be, when have we seen LeBron with a superstar not excel? When have we seen that? We never seen LeBron with a superstar teammate not have a good team. You've never seen it.
That's
I think
true.
The skill set that LeBron has is almost impossible for them not to succeed. Now, winning a championship, I get you on that.
Yeah, but at the same time, the other superstars that he played with, like a Dwayne Wade and stuff like that, what they were doing when they was by themselves, the numbers did go down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they became.
Wins went up though.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
Because even with Kyrie wasn't. They wasn't doing nothing before LeBron came back to Cleveland.
But he was doing his thing.
He was giving you 20 something, but
yeah,
they wasn't winning no game. He's giving you 20 something wins too. Because that's how they ended up with Andrew Wiggins.
Wow.
Only reason why I really had a Lakers third is because I think LeBron gonna miss games, AD gonna miss games, not even just for injury. They not gonna play them 82 games. But with that coach, Frank Vogel's a good coach, been to the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times when he had Paul George and Roy Hibbert, who was giving you 0-0-0-0-0 across the board, and they still was winning games with him.
What I like about this particular Lakers team is, so far, for their starting lineup, they have Rondo, Danny Green, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee. For their bench, they got Quinn Cook, Caldwell Pope, Jared Dudley, Kyle Kuzma, and DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
So they pretty deep. I mean, if you can plug and play and can almost like how the Warriors had their squad to where they can take people out and put them back in. And
so do you start JaVale over Cousins?
Yes, because
that's tough, man. It's DeMarcus Cousins.
But McGee, he
played good, but he ain't no DeMarcus Cousins though.
What DeMarcus Cousins are you judging on? Because this past postseason.
Not fair though. He coming off a quad injury after the Achilles injury.
So he need to be on the bench.
He's gonna have a good summer to actually work out because he's not rehabbing from an injury.
Well, in preseason we'll determine.
We'll see. But I think once you get to that closing lineup, to me that closing lineup should be Avery Bradley, Danny Green. I probably would finish with KCP too. Then you have LeBron at the four. And then AD at the five. That small ball, that's going to be killing.
Oh, yeah.
Because AD already said he don't want to play center, so he's not going to play center full time. But even you could put Cousins out there and take KCP off, but then I wouldn't do that because I would value the defense. And Frank Vogel being a defensive coach, I think he'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
Even though you might have to massage DeMarcus Cousins' ego, but I think with him being on the Warriors, he'll be more receptive to coming out the bench now or not closing because he didn't always close with them.
Right.
And when it's about winning a championship,
you gotta just
like even Troy Daniels, the shooter that we used to have that played for them now, mm-hmm. he said the same thing. Once you win in games, then everything else is easier. Cause he came from Phoenix and with us, you know, he hit the big shot for us before, but I think with that squad, that nucleus that they have, and that closing five, I think it's gonna be tough to beat them. So who you got fourth? Who you got fourth in the West?
Fourth, I have the Blazers.
You got the Blazers number four. Okay, I got the Rockets fourth. I think the Rockets will be fourth.
How dare you?
I think the Rockets will be fourth. I think the Rockets, like I said earlier, with Westbrook. Playing the way that he plays and Harden playing the way that he plays, it's hard for me to see it meshing.
But you said that was the same conversation when Chris Paul came there.
But it wasn't my conversation. If you would have asked me then, I would have thought it was work because Chris Paul is a pass first point guard. That works with Harden. But when Harden is looking to score and Westbrook is looking to score, and they both are most effective with the ball, it's only one basketball.
So you don't think that Westbrook could start at the point and be the dominant ball handler, and because James Harden is a shooter, Westbrook is going to, well, if he drives the lane, he's automatically going to draw people in. That's an easy bucket for James Harden to get dished out. We play that game anyway.
It sounds good, but it didn't work with KD, and KD is better than James Harden. Westbrook was the ball dominant point guard. When he drive, he can dish it off to the shooter, who was Kevin Durant, or he can dump it off. But
and James Harden has two different game styles.
Exactly. But James Harden got a more ball dominant game style than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant plays off the ball better than James Harden.
Well, that's true, but the thing is that KD more than likely James Harden would take the three, and you could easily just dish him the ball, and he'd just shoot the ball. I don't think that he has to have the ball now. However, I do think that if he see the team is not winning, being that he is the superstar in the face of the team, I do think that he's going to take over the game and then make that happen.
Is James Harden the face of the team?
He is the face of the team.
Who says that? You think Westbrook going to accept that James Harden is the face of the team?
He has no choice.
Why don't he have a choice? It's Russell Westbrook.
No, but
the MVP, but the triple-doubles back-to-back seasons.
But when James Harden was at OKC, they were at Westbrook's team.
They should have been Durant's team, but yeah, you're right. It was Westbrook's team.
No, it shouldn't have been KD team.
Why? Kevin Durant was the best player on the team.
But he wasn't.
Okay.
Wasn't the one that was bringing the electricity and making OKC be what it was. Like, he was still holding it down.
The Warriors showed them how they should have used KD. They should have let KD be the one who was bringing
right. Okay, so look, even at the Warriors, KD wasn't the face of the team.
Yeah,
you tell me why.
Any team, they would always lean towards the player that they drafted more than a player that came in free agency. So Steph Curry, no matter what, it was always going to be the face of the team because he was homegrown talent. They saw him go through the injuries, through all the losing seasons with Monte Ellis and all that.
Yeah.
To come now, they was always going to gravitate towards Steph. But KD was clearly the best player.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he was.
And I agree that he is the best player on the Warriors. When he was on the Warriors as well.
So why do you got the Blazers fourth then?
Because for me personally, when it get to the playoff run, with Damian Lillard, the way he closes out the game and how he just takes over the game, I trust that more than Jamal Murray and the Nuggets squad. I just feel like it's like I trust the Blazers, and then who do they have on shooting guard?
CJ McCollum.
Yeah. I trust that duo more than anybody on that Nuggets squad. So I have to put – that's why I couldn't put the Nuggets – what, you had the Nuggets at number three?
I had the Nuggets at number two.
Yeah, that's what
they was number two last year, and they're getting more players without losing anybody.
But let me tell you something different from last year.
Okay.
Last year, we really just had the Warriors – the Rockets, as far as coming back from the previous year, coming back, it was like, okay, the Rockets and the Warriors, because we were the number one and number two teams, mm-hmm. So we were the teams to beat. Portland has always had Houston's number,
historically, right. Yeah.
So, and then the Nuggets, we didn't have to, they had to face the Blazers. How did that turn out? So I'm saying, like, if the Blazers have Houston's number and we have been looked at as the number two team in the West, I would think that the Blazers would be number three. But being what happened with the Clippers and the Lakers, which kind of brought them down to that number four team.
I think the Blazers overachieved more than anything the last couple of seasons. I think they were better. They ended up performing better than what their roster really is.
That's how I feel like the Nuggets did.
But the Nuggets squad, because before this year,
the Nuggets haven't been even making the playoffs.
So
it was just, to me, it was a good season. It's like, well, I would like to see you try to do this again.
Yeah, but I think the Nuggets suffer more from coaching changes, and then Paul Millsap missed a lot of time that first year that he was with them. I think last year they was just more, they was healthy, and they were used to Mike Malone's system, and now they was ready to go. And I think if you add Michael Porter Jr. now, they're going to be unstoppable. So now I got Utah number five. I think Utah is really stacked. Utah really could end up higher than number five, and I think they're going to be one of the toughest teams to actually beat in the playoffs. When you put Mike Conley with Donovan Mitchell, that's one of the best backcourts in the league.
I agree with you. I agree.
Who you got fifth?
I have the Nuggets fifth.
Man, you sleep on the Nuggets, man.
That's better than the Jazz.
The Nuggets are better than the Jazz. I agree, because I got the Nuggets number two. So.
Right. I can't believe you think that they better than all.
The Nuggets are better than they might not be better than the Lakers. The Lakers, I think them and the Nuggets.
And you think the Nuggets are better than the Rockets?
The Nuggets are better than the Rockets. I'm sorry. The Nuggets are better than the Rockets. Even with Westbrook, we have more star power than them. But as a team, that's a better team than us. The coaching is better. The makeup of the roster is better.
I agree with the coaching.
Yeah, because Mike D'Antoni is not really that good. I mean, he gets you some good offense, but defensively and time management he's not good.
He don't make adjustments at all.
So who you got six?
I got the Pelicans.
You got the Pelicans as the sixth seed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you got to explain this.
First of all, let me say this about the Pelicans. I was so happy to see that they didn't lose. I feel like they won a trade with getting rid of AD. Because normally in a situation like for example with Russell Westbrook, I feel like OKC lost that trade.
It depends. It depends on how you're looking at it. Well, right now they did, but draft picks. I mean, if they turn out to be something, then they could win. I mean, they did put together Westbrook, Durant, and Harden from the draft. They didn't do nothing with it, but maybe now looking back with hindsight, if it happens again like that, they'll be able to manage it better.
Well, I'm just saying for the right now.
For
the right now, I feel like the Pelicans did a good decision in not trading AD to the Lakers during that season, and they decided to wait, and then they end up getting Ingram, Hart,
Lonzo,
mm-hmm. and then you end up getting Zion, and I mean it.
It did work out for him.
I just feel the way it looks, they are a young team, and how I see it, I feel like they'll make a run like the Nuggets did last year. With the good coaching, this young team can at least make the playoffs. And once that happens after this, because I'm not saying that the Pelicans are going to win the championship this current year, but the next year, they are going to be something to reckon with.
In 2 years, you think the team going to be a contender? No way. In this way.
To me, the
Pelicans will be like,
you know what's proven,
not the 10th seed. That's what I think. Because you still got We haven't said the Warriors, the Spurs. You still got the Kings, which had a good squad.
They did have a good run.
So I don't think the Pelicans are better than those teams. I think they, like I said, I think they'll end up a ninth or tenth seed because they do have a really good young core, and they got Jackson Hayes to play center next to Zion.
So you saying you don't think that this Pelican team can do similar to what the Nuggets did? Cause you putting the Nuggets number two, and they did the same thing.
But the Nuggets best player wasn't a rookie. Zion gonna be the best player on that team, and he's a rookie.
He's gonna be the best player.
It's arguable right now that he's the best player.
Lonzo might be the best player.
Lonzo, I rock with Lonzo.
I do too.
I like Lonzo, but I don't think Lonzo all around. I think Zion's gonna easily be the best player on that team once he get in shape. And he get used to the speed of the game.
And you know who else I think he was sleeping on is Ingram. I think he's like a baby KD. And I believe that he got something to prove this year.
I think he's a poor blind man's KD. He's not just a poor man's KD. The man would have to be blind too to think he's KD. I don't think he shoots as good or even comparably to KD.
No, not a finisher.
The only thing that they have is body type in common to me. Brandon Ingram more of a point forward to me. I would have liked to see Brandon Ingram go to somewhere like Charlotte where it'll be his squad. I think Brandon Ingram going to be the first one that they move from their team. I think once they play a season.
He going to show up this season.
We'll see. I mean, he has had some good games. I give him that. But I think long term, I think with Lonzo and Zion already being two playmakers on your squad, I think Brandon Ingram, one of his main strengths is playmaking. And mm-hmm. I think overall, eventually they're gonna get rid of him. But I put the Pelicans more on like a 5-year time frame. In 5 years, I think the final is gonna be the Pelicans and the Hawks.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Years, I think it's gonna be with the way everybody going down and coming up. I think about 5 years, I give it to them. So who you got 7?
I got the Jazz 7.
So you got Utah 7.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the Warriors 7. I think the Warriors end up the 7th seed because I'm factoring in Klay missing so much of the year. Right. But even with Klay missing that much of the year, they still got Curry and Draymond and you add D'Angelo Russell to that. Willie Cauley Stein was a good pickup to me for them. And then they got Spellman from the Hawks as a stretch 5. That's like a little more space like they used to have.
Yeah, I was going back and forth because my 8 team is the Warriors. So I was going back and forth with the Jazz and the Warriors.
Disrespect to the 3-time, what they won, 3 out of 5, right?
And Steph Curry is my favorite player. So I'm not trying to disrespect them, but I give the Warriors the regular season to make the 8 seed. Then with the injury of Klay and all that, and they still have really, really good coaching. Once the playoffs hit, then all of the whole spectrum can change.
You put the New Orleans Pelicans above the Golden State Warriors. That is disrespect, man. I don't care how you flip it. That's disrespect. And you got Utah too low to me. I got the Spurs as my 8 seed. I think the Spurs with the combination of Pop, DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, getting DeJounte Murray back from injury, I think the Spurs gonna be, and they kept Rudy Gay, which was big. Everybody was saying Rudy Gay might go to the Warriors. Keeping Rudy Gay to me is big for them because he plays well with their big two that they got. But out of all the duos, I think that the Spurs duo along with Pop is still good enough for them to make the playoffs. We didn't even say the Mavericks. The Mavericks is better than the Pelicans.
Okay.
I think you just being a little too optimistic about the Pelicans.
I just think that they're gonna do what the Nuggets did.
No way. I don't see it at all.
But the same way what you're saying right now, that's what I was saying about the Nuggets before they started making a run.
Well, I'll give you that because even the first year that the Warriors won the championship, nobody had them picked as a contender.
And then they thought that the first year was just a fluke season. Like,
yeah. Well, then next year they won't beat them. Right. And then the next year they won 73 games. Right.
So you may be seeing another little Warrior squad in the making with the Pelicans.
Nah, I think the Warriors are going to step up. They're going to make sure they make the playoffs, and then Klay's going to come back healthy. I think the Warriors going to be one of the most dangerous teams in the West. I really see.
I'm just talking about for the regular season for the AC, but I think when the playoffs start, that changes everything.
Yeah, I think they're at least a second round team. It's going to be tough, though. The West is going to be tough. Let's shift over to the East. Who you got first in the East?
I think we're going to agree on this one.
Okay, who you got first?
76ers.
We agree. I'm glad we're on the same page this time. Yeah. I think the 76ers squad is really stacked.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons got paid today.
Yeah.
5 years, 170. Yeah. That man making $30 million a year. And then they said he got a clause in his contract, so if he make an All-NBA team, he'll make $204 million.
Yeah.
So he'll be making $40 million a year for 5 years.
If he really steps his shot game up,
yeah,
he will be really something special. I mean, he don't have to do it being with all the pieces that he got, but it really, for individual, it would really change the dynamic.
I think they did a good job with building that team around him, adding Al Horford, then getting Josh Richardson from Miami. I think they added and then keeping Tobias Harris, of course. I think it's enough spacing around him with, like, they bench was good last year, and it's pretty much the same bench.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's enough pieces around him to where that team's going to dominate.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid, long as he can stay healthy,
yeah,
he might be the best center in the league right now.
He's exciting to watch.
Yeah, I love watching him. I don't like how people always try to say his post game is like on Akeem level, because to me he's a good post player, but I don't consider him predominantly a post. He's more of a face up player. He face you up, try to shoot a mid range, get you to bite on the pump fake, take you to the rack.
You know what's fascinating? What I come to see is that in this generation, we tend to, for some reason, take the players currently playing and try to compare them to the best in history.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's too early. It's no way he's nowhere near Olajuwon.
I think what it is, I think people try to be optimistic. I mean, I think it would kind of be messed up when you're doing a draft comparison if you compare them to a scrub. Because then it's like.
But it's realistic.
It might be realistic, but I think it just, who would say that? Who would say, oh, he's not going to be anything?
Oh, are you saying it like he's like another pimpin'?
Well, Pippen not a scrub.
No. I'm saying, I'm asking, is that what you mean when, in comparison to when you compare somebody who was maybe in the Hall of Fame or something like that, instead of doing a scrub?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
Would have to, you wouldn't put a scrub out there as a comparison.
Like, yeah, he like another Lonzo.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. Don't scrub Lonzo, but yeah, I feel you. You scrubbing Lonzo, man. But yeah, I think the 76ers are easily the best team in the East right now. So, who you got number two?
Number two, I got to go with the Bucks. But you got to go.
East looking more. The West, we wasn't really seeing eye to eye, but I agree with the Bucks, man.
Yeah, you got the MVP. They pretty much got the same squad. It's,
yeah.
Once the postseason hit, it's anybody ball game.
I think them losing Malcolm Brogdon is gonna be a bigger deal than we can see now, and with Nikola Mirotic not coming back. But I think with the pieces that they have, I still think they're the second best team in the East easily. Because I think Giannis is going to be better this year. I think Giannis is the type of player and the type of person that the way that his season ended, he's going to work even harder.
Correct.
I can see Giannis really coming back and shooting 40 from the three next year.
Oh, yeah.
I can easily see it. And it's like,
I agree with you with that.
It would be crazy because we would think, man, how did he jump so far so fast? But I think his work ethic, as far as the reports go, I think he's going to, I think he has the capability of doing it.
This season showed him a lot for his own game. And he was like, for him making the MVP, you know, and making the run that they made.
The real MVP.
Nah, don't start that. Because, you know, I think James Harden should have gotten it.
I know you do.
Three-time. He should be three-time MVP, but anyways. But, yeah. I think they're gonna really show, hey, we should have won the championship last year.
And I think Philly learned from watching that team, and that's why they built their team the way they did around Ben. And I think it's fascinating to see Ben Simmons' comparison to Giannis, because their skill sets are kind of similar, although Ben Simmons is more of a pass-first well, he's not a guard. He's a big forward that plays point guard. But I think Seeing the way that their teams are constructed, it's gonna be more interesting to see how those teams perform now, because I think Ben Simmons' role should be similar to what Giannis' role is. I think last year having Jimmy Butler, and then when they got Tobias Harris, and then already having Joel Embiid, it kind of made it hard on them. Because Joel Embiid don't like shooting threes like Brook Lopez do.
Right.
But
right.
If they can space their court out like that, I think Ben Simmons can dominate in the paint like Giannis does. Even though Giannis is more of a physically imposing presence.
Right.
Like Shaq said, he the perimeter Shaq. But I think this year we'll be able to see a better Ben Simmons just based on the roster.
I agree with you on that.
And I think the Bucks will be able to continue that success because of the way that their team is built.
Before we move forward, I'm gonna make a prediction.
What's your prediction?
On this Eastern ranking, we're gonna have one that's gonna be off. Just one.
Okay, we'll see. What's up? Who you got third?
Boston.
I'm with you so far, dude. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Boston adding Kemba was big, especially to lose Kyrie.
Yes.
Now, it's funny because defensively, Kyrie and Kemba is almost the same player to me. Kyrie don't really give you more defensively than Kemba does, but I think Kemba is a way better leader. Based on what we've seen and how their teams perform,
correct,
I think Kemba's going to be a way better leader. And to have Tatum and Jaylen Brown under them, now losing Horford is a big loss for them.
That's true. Gordon Hayward, if he can fully come from the injury that he had and really can step in at what he was doing before he even came to Boston, this really, really gonna be a dangerous Boston team.
Yeah, that's gonna be a really good team. They got Taco Fall.
They
got Taco Fall, even though he thinner than a paperclip.
Right. But if he can get that toughness, you know, going against like a Boogie Cousins or something like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be dominating them.
It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard for other teams to really stop that. They got a really good team. It's like a good team.
Yeah, and they got one of the best coaches in the league, yeah. Brad Stevens. Even though Brad Stevens kind of get a bad rap, mostly for last year, but losing Rozier and getting Kemba, I think Rozier's a good backup, but I think in the end, I think they're going to be good. They're going to be good at the third team.
Yeah.
So who you got next?
Okay, now the heat is starting to rise on the feet.
Okay, who you got?
Brooklyn.
Oh, man. You got Brooklyn too high for me.
You messed it up.
I ain't going to say it's too high because I got Brooklyn fifth. I think Indiana is better than Brooklyn.
Oh,
if KD was healthy, then they might be the best team in the East. But with just Kyrie and DeAndre Jordan and Jared Allen and Caris LeVert.
But think about what they was doing last year.
They was pretty good. They were pretty good.
See, this is making me hard for me to, like how you got the Nuggets ranked. I'm surprised at, like, with a Brooklyn team, because without having Kyrie, without having KD, they was making the run.
KD is not gonna play though.
Right. So they did great last year without having KD. So I think Kyrie is better than D'Angelo Russell.
It depends on what we grading it off of.
And then you got DeAndre Jordan to add with that.
If you grading on individual talent, I would say Kyrie is better than D'Angelo Russell. But when you factor in
how they play the leader,
the team chemistry and all that, I think that team being so young last year and how everybody didn't believe in them, didn't think nothing of them. It's different when it's expectations which you playing, and then when you playing when nobody think you're gonna be good.
Well, that's true.
So I think this year with the expectations and then with the team,
but they
trying
upgraded
to
with
around,
it.
They did upgrade, but slightly. Kyrie is a slight upgrade, because Kyrie can be inefficient, too. Kyrie can ball a lot. He can get you a game where he going and get you 50, but then he can have some games where he get you 19, 18. In the end, he going to end up averaging 24 or something like that. But I think Kyrie just got to show it to me. He got to show me that he can be
that team leader.
Because so far, outside of when he played with LeBron, his teams have not been good.
Boston was good.
Boston was all right. Boston was way lower than what their expectation was.
Well,
to go from an Eastern Conference team to getting dominated in the second round.
Because the run that they made, he wasn't even playing.
He wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And then now when he come back, and then for this to be all the turmoil throughout the season, what's going on with Boston, 6-game losing streak here, 5-game here, it's like, I haven't seen Kyrie be able to galvanize a team and get them to perform at a high level over a long period of time. So who you got fifth?
Man, we're not gonna agree. It's already messed up.
It's already wrong because if you get one wrong, you got to get two wrong.
Yeah, I got Orlando number five.
Okay, you got the Magic number five. I don't have them making the playoffs.
Really?
I don't have them making it. But I can see it though.
Yeah.
But I got my optimistic pick on the East though, so we'll get to that. But I think the Magic are a good squad. But I had the Nets fifth. That's why I said you weren't too far off. But I think they'll be fifth. I think with Jared Allen and Caris LeVert, I think Caris LeVert is really good. And I didn't even mention Spencer Dinwiddie yet. Spencer Dinwiddie is really good. So I think with the nucleus that they have or the young players, I don't think Kyrie can mess it up that bad.
Right.
But I think that team is gonna underachieve the expectations.
You did say you had Indiana at number four.
I got Indiana at number four.
Okay.
That team is good defensively. Oladipo is gonna be coming back. Malcolm Brogdon got added to that squad.
Right.
I think that squad is gonna be one of the real teams to be reckoned with in the playoffs. And if Miles Turner can make a leap, I think losing Thaddeus Young is gonna kind of hurt them as they stretch forward. And he was a good defender, but I think if Miles Turner can make a leap, he can be better than he's been. I think that'll cover up for that. And adding that to Victor Oladipo, and then Malcolm Brogdon is a player that he averaged 50-40-90 last year. He's a good shooter, and he can take some of the pressure off of Oladipo. And I
like that team.
I think Oladipo are going to come back on the Vengeance. So I think they'll be the fourth seed, and then I slide the Nets as fifth. Now, the Magic, I can't see them being a playoff team, but I don't pick them to be a playoff team. The Magic, to me, is a team that was way better last year than they should have been because they really still need a point guard.
Okay.
DJ Augustine, even though he got his roots in Texas, man, he not that guy.
But as far as you remember when you're talking about Kyrie and D'Angelo Russell, it's their team that like the chemistry they have, and that right there, that just same thing with the Nuggets squad and Portland Trail Blazers. Like the team, their chemistry to me can outweigh some of the talent or maybe like the superstarism on certain squads.
Yeah, they would be my 19. I'd get a Magic my 19. Cause they are good. I will admit that they're good. Vucevic is good, is a good center. Terrence Ross is a light side player since he's been there. He's been really good. And I still like Aaron Gordon. The X factor to me on that team is Markelle Fultz. If Markelle Fultz can figure out how was he good in college and now try to be good now, if he can, whatever they say, you know, people saying he got the yips and all that, if he can overcome that and he can be the point guard that they need, then I could definitely see them as a fifth seed. I would see it easily, but I think with them not having a point guard and the league kind of seeing the way that they are,
yeah,
I think the surprise factor of, man, the Magic are good, is going to be gone, and I think they're going to struggle more now.
I wouldn't depend on Fultz in that sense.
I wouldn't either. I would like to see it, though, because he was really good in college. I would like to see Fultz figure it out. Yeah, I would like to see it, because I don't put Fultz in the same category as like a Michael Beasley.
No, I think Michael Beasley was good,
and he was really good in college, but I think Michael Beasley had other issues transitioning to the NBA. I think Markelle Fultz thing is not a character issue or nothing like that. I think it's really just his mind. It's something didn't click in his mind. I think he might have gotten nervous. He started thinking about, oh man, everybody is expecting me to be this guy. Yeah. And it's kind of, I think it's throwing off his psychological with him. And I think if he can overcome that,
he may need to go to like the G League or something. But
the way they treating him is like he can't do nothing. He only working out. They talking about he fully healthy, but I don't even think he's scrimmaging yet. Like, I think it's like he's terrified or something.
But
I don't know.
He's not good to me.
he's good to me. When him and Lonzo was coming out, I would have understood if the Lakers would have wanted Fultz, but Lonzo was just
judging off his college.
Yeah, judging off college.
I'm talking about judging on NBA.
Well, I mean, the man probably only played five or six games. He ain't really just played, actually been in the game. He's been on the roster for a lot of games, but whatever he got going on psychologically, it's really messing him up. So who you got next? Who you got six?
Six, I got Indiana.
So you got Indiana, you got the Pacers. I got the Raptors at six. I think the Raptors going to take a step back. You Ooh, don't got the Raptors on your playoff.
I don't got them in my playoff.
I think they're a playoff team. It's tough because Kawhi was so much of their team.
Yes.
And now not to have Kawhi.
They like not my number nine or something.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think with Kyle Lowry, and I think Siakam's going to take a step. And then if they keep Marcus Gasol, that's good. They got good veterans on their team with Serge Ibaka. And then with Van Fleet still, I think they'll be able to put it together enough to at least be a 6 seed. But, you know, I had the Warriors as a 7 seed. So the Raptors are the defending champs. I would at least have to put them in there. Ooh. So who you got 7?
All right, can we end strong?
We'll see. Who you got?
Miami.
Okay, we end strong so far because I got Miami too.
Yeah, they was already, you know, making some noise last year. And then I think with Dwayne Wade gone, I think that this could be Jimmy Butler's team now.
Yeah.
And I think this is what Jimmy Butler needed. Not a whole bunch of superstars on his team, but for him to be that guy. Almost how James Harden and the Rockets had it at first, where it's just the one guy and I got supporting role. I think that's going to be perfect fit for Jimmy Butler.
I agree with that, and that's the reason why I put them at 7. I think Jimmy Butler is the type of player to where it's hard to get a superstar to play with him.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily personality-wise, but I think the way his game is...
His game.
He needs to be the guy with the ball, and everybody else just understand, play your role, and I'll make us be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
he's going to finish, and he's going to come through.
I will say something that I didn't say that now I do want to say. I think if Miami or Orlando can get Chris Paul, I think both of those teams would be way better.
Oh, I agree.
Because both of those teams can benefit from Chris Paul's game.
And I'm happy you brought that up because I do not think that Chris Paul's going to stay in OKC.
I don't think he is. I don't think he would want to, but I think OKC, I think they're going to drive a hard bargain for him.
Right.
I don't think they're going to give him away for scraps. But I think Miami probably wouldn't want to, even Orlando probably wouldn't want to get him because the young pieces that they have, I think they probably thinking like, nah, I don't want to give up. Even though Chris Paul probably would make us better, we would need those young pieces with Bam Adebayo and Justice Winslow in Miami. Mm-hmm. I think they would benefit a lot from playing with Chris Paul. But like you said, with Jimmy Butler and just having them around them, I think they'll be really good still.
Yeah.
I think they'll be a good team. They'll be a scrappy team. I think they'll be able to sneak in the playoffs as a 7 seed. Because I saw Jimmy Butler do it with Rondo in Chicago. So
exactly.
I think, you know, and he had D-Wade too, but I still think that with D-Wade influence still being on the organization, Pat Riley is going to be Pat Riley. Eric Spoelstra is a good coach. I see them being a 7 seed. So let's finish strong, but I don't think we're going to finish strong. I don't think we're going to finish strong.
We might.
Who you got as AC? Let's see.
The Pistons.
Oh, no, we're not finishing strong at all. I got the Hawks. The Hawks is my optimistic team. How you had the Pelicans as a 6 seed? See, I didn't put them as a 6 seed. I at least let them be the 8 seed. But I think the Hawks, man, I just love that team. I love how that team is constructed.
They are like 9-10. Them and the Raptors.
And the Raptors. The defending champions.
Yeah, because I don't know. I just I don't know. You gotta see. I don't know. I have to see. The Raptors are going to have to just really prove it to me.
Yeah.
That they could be able to come back losing such a big piece.
Yeah.
Because they wasn't getting over the hump before he came.
Yeah, they were.
So.
But they were still a good regular season team, but they had DeRozan. But now they don't have DeRozan or Kawhi.
Right.
So how y'all going to look?
I don't really see
y'all
in
Detroit. I do like Detroit.
And if Chris Paul go there, because that's an option.
See, now, if Chris Paul go there, then I probably would put them higher on my list, too. So, I didn't even think about Chris Paul going to Detroit.
Because that's in the talks.
So that's
Miami, Magic.
Pistons. That'll be good. I can see the Pistons making it at the AC, but I'm just pushing for the Hawks to make it. I want to see Trae Young. I want to see Trae Young in a playoff setting. That's what I really want to see. And then with them putting Kevin Huerter and the draft pick they got, Hunter this year, and Cam Reddish, man, Cam, that squad is good, man. If Cam Reddish can come back healthy and kind of figure it out, I think they'll at least be good enough to be an AC, but I could definitely see Detroit making it because Blake Griffin been playing good, and I just think they don't have a lot of shooting. They don't have a lot of nothing really outside of Blake Griffin and DeAndre and not DeAndre Jordan, Andre Drummond grabbing rebounds.
But if Chris Paul come down,
but how is Chris Paul and Blake Griffin gonna play together again? Because apparently they hated each other.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
So I don't think Blake gonna go for that. I mean, he really doesn't really have a choice because he's under contract. But at the same time,
some players can come back.
They can if they work it out. But
have you been hearing the talks about Dwight Howard trying to go back to the Lakers?
Yeah, I've heard that too. But Dwight Howard, just, I don't want to say Dwight Howard needs to hang it up, but we'll talk about that one time too, because I think Dwight Howard is one of the most disrespected Hall of Famers ever. I think he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. But I think people just disrespect him.
I think I'm more on the disrespecting end.
What? You don't think how? Oh, man, we're going to have to talk about that in another segment. But we're going to wrap it up for the first episode of Bump Your Gums Podcast. I want to thank my special guest, my brother, one more time.
I appreciate
it,
man.
Let people know how to find you.
Hey, you can find me on Jamal Diamond on Instagram and on Twitter.
And I'm on Instagram, Tony Chooses to Worship. I don't really post that much. Facebook, you can find me. But we're going to sign out here. One love. Shalom.